Our next segment features two representatives from the ARC of Rensselaer County, Thomas Bortscheller and Steve Roberts. WOOC correspondent Steve Pierce spoke to them about an initiative to raise money for their colleagues in storm-damaged Florida.
We're talking to Thomas Bortscheller, who is the program coordinator for self-directed services at the ARC of Rensselaer County, and Steve Roberts, who is the self-advocate specialist, part of the innovation team at the ARC of Rensselaer County. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Oh,
thank you.
So tell us, we hear a lot about the great work going on at the ARC. Steve, you've got a project going on, which we'll hear about in a minute, but why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and about the ARC?
I'm 32 years old. The ARC also, I also get supports from the ARC, which, like, they help me do, like, achieve my things. Like, I like to do, like, downtown for the local, other local,
It's okay, take time.
Other local agencies like the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. I'm also a team captain and a volunteer for the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. And my hobbies are like horseback riding and writing.
Yeah, I understand you're a published poet, and we'll get to that, if not today, maybe in another interview. But you work at, as we said a minute ago, at the self-advocacy specialist at the ARC of Rensselaer County. What is the ARC of Rensselaer County? I bet a lot of folks don't know what that is.
The ARC helps people with physical and mental disabilities do, like, things that they want, like, achieve. Like, they do, like, writing class, AVE, or adult basic education class. Theater class. They take us out to go, like, bowling and do other things that normally we probably would have been stuck home to do.
Okay, and I see you have a sidekick here today. We've got Thomas Bortscheller. Thomas, you work at the ARC as well as a program coordinator for the self-directed program. What happens at the ARC of Rensselaer County in your neck of the woods?
The ARC of Rensselaer County in my neck of the woods, what we try to have everybody do is live the most independent life possible. The self-directed program is people who have their own sort of budget from the state, and they can decide to go wherever they want with their money. I support 29 people that live in their own apartments. And they do various things in the community. They work, some of them are contributing members of the community. What we try to do is support somebody to be the most independent possible and have the greatest quality of life possible, whatever that means for that person.
Great. At the end of the interview, we'll ask you a little bit more about that and maybe give people contact information about the ARC, because what I myself have a daughter who's in the self-directed program, and I didn't really know anything about the ARC. I knew I had a special needs daughter, but I didn't know there were services available, and it took many years to get connected with them. So one thing that a friend told us is it's never too early to start. So we'll get folks contact information. But before we do that, tell us a little bit about this project that Steve is working on. There's a fundraiser going on. Tell us about that.
In September, I was watching the Hurricane Irma by phone and the Weather Channel, and I got thinking, what could I do, not just as an individual, but as the self-advocate specialist? So I talked to my one friend who's the senior coordinator on the third floor of the ARC, and then he told me to go talk to my boss, Kate, which then she mentioned to our coworker, who's also in the room, Kyle, and they all thought it was a good idea. And then in, like, September, we also had a, like, little citizens speaking out group meeting, and everybody was on board with it. And the one gentleman heard that they could use money more than any other supplies or things out there, down there.
Yeah, you hear that a lot in all kinds of emergencies. I know I was hearing about the Puerto Rico situation, and they said, please don't send stuff, send money. It's much easier to get it into the country, and then you can figure out, or the state, or the territory. And then they can figure out what to do with it when they get it. So how is the ARC structured? I'm not sure if you know how it works, but is it like here where you have the ARC of Rensselaer County and the ARC of the various counties, or is there an ARC of Florida? How does that work?
Yeah, we looked up. It was like NYSARC is like the head for the local area here. And then they have like an ARC of Florida as well.
Okay.
So maybe I can help a little bit with that. There is NYSARC is a state umbrella organization. ARC was founded by parents, originally helped children as children grew up. We changed with the times and changed our services to help support adults as well as children. Florida probably is not different in that there's probably one central state organization for ARC. And then there's probably small little ARCs in different counties.
And are they all affiliated with a national group, or are they all independent?
That one's a little bit beyond me. I pretty much stayed in New York State. So I would at least say I know there's a state umbrella organization.
Okay, but wherever you live, wherever your family lives, there probably is some social services organization like the ARC that can help folks with disabilities, Yes. Hopefully. So tell us, what is the plan here? How are you going to raise money?
We've been doing a bottle drive that we're going to probably extend from Thursday, October 5th to November, to probably Thanksgiving now.
Great. And so lots more time, almost a whole month left from the air date of this interview. And what can people do? You're talking about deposit bottles. So people, instead of turning them in themselves or throwing them away or giving them away, bring them where and do what with them?
To 7902nd Street, Troy, New York, 12180, to the second floor, where I'll be there from, if you want to let the nice lady in the front at the front decks mention, oh, we're here to drop bottles off for this bottle drive that's going on.
Okay, I just brought some bottles in with me today. I was going to take to the redemption center in back of our office, but I'm going to give them to you. Is that all right?
Cool, thank you.
Okay. And
oh, sorry, I just wanted to say on Tuesday and Thursday is the days when Steven's in to get bottles. So they'll be ready for them on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
And if people come on another day, can they leave them somewhere or better not to?
They go down to first floor, they can leave it in my office. That's fine.
Okay, so try to come Tuesday or Thursday, but you won't be turned away. Well, that's great. And so, well, that's fantastic. I think that's pretty much all the time that we have. But is there anything you want to add to that, Steve, about the project and what your goals are for it?
When I was doing it, I haven't mentioned anything. I'm personally hoping we can raise at least minimum of $100.
That would be awesome. Do you know what the money would go to, or you're going to let them decide?
We're going to let them decide what they want to do at their end. If they want to take the people that they support out for, like, say, just normal day from finally, after a few months of recovery and everything, and just, oh, maybe we got this money we can spend. Like, why don't we just take the guys out for, like, a picnic or something? Or why don't we see who wants to go to, say, SeaWorld down in Florida, or just do something more relaxing from the everyday habits or hobbies?
Well, that's super thoughtful. So if folks want to find out more about the ARC of Rensselaer County and the movement itself, where could they go on the web to find out?
You can just Google Rensselaer County ARC. We have a webpage. We also, if you're wanting more information, we have our phone number is 518-273-6600. Call us up and ask if it's somebody who's interested in services. You just want to ask, you know, let them know that, and they'll direct you to the right person to talk to.
Okay, fantastic. Well, thank you both for coming by. Really
thank
appreciate
you.
It. Well,
thank you.
That was Thomas Bortscheller and Steve Roberts from the ARC of Rensselaer County.